It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokins, and joining me today over the phone, I have got Haley Gardner. She's with the Southeastern Utah Health Department. She is an environmental health scientist, and with the holidays coming up, you know what? It's always good to talk to somebody about food safety and ways to keep everybody happy and healthy all the way through the holidays, be it how do I store leftovers, you know, or how should I cook this, or what should I do with these, and there are a lot of other things that people don't take into account when they are getting ready to create a meal for a bunch of people. We're going to talk about all of those things. Haley, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So let's dive right into this and just kind of get going. Now, the turkey is probably the main thing when we talk about Thanksgiving. And, you know, there are certain ways that it should be thawed and it should be cooked and everything like that. The other thing that we've got to look at, though, is a lot of people, when they cook turkeys, they always want extra for leftovers. But what they don't realize sometimes is there is a proper and an improper way to take care of leftovers, isn't there?
Oh, yeah. Yes. So what I've learned in this job is how dangerous making food can be. It's made me slightly paranoid, to be honest. So I'm excited to try to share some of that with folks, just to make sure we can celebrate and spend time with our loved ones in as safe as a way as possible.
And we talked before we came on the air, when you're cooking for a group, you know, when you're cooking for just yourself or maybe even just your immediate family, you kind of know what's going on in that group. If there are any, say, food allergies or anything like that, or if there's someone that, as you brought up, someone might be immunocompromised or something like that, that's important to know when you're cooking for a large group, isn't it?
Right. Yeah, so things just kind of shift, and I think it's important to take into account that while most foodborne illnesses that, you know, your average folks with a normal, healthy immune system would be able to kind of work out on their own, people that are, like you said, immunocompromised, or maybe they are pregnant and they don't feel like telling folks yet, and so it could lead to a lot of issues and cause some serious problems for some people. So to take a step back, and I'd say before we dive more into cooking, I would just say the number one thing to do is to wash your hands as often as possible, and with a clean rag, not the rag that's been on the rack by the oven for like weeks, one that's clean.
And you know, I don't know if this is the right thing to do or not, but whenever my family and I cook, we probably will go through almost an entire roll of paper towels.
Yeah, so I mean, that's what I would do too. I mean, that's the way to go. And I just wanted to make sure that I point out all of the right times to wash your hands. Whenever you change tasks with, if you have been, let's say, to prep the raw turkey, and then now you want to start mixing or like start to prep a salad, you just need to wash your hands. Because the big thing with, you know, why we cook meat, besides the fact that we have been, you know, that's how we like to eat meat, it kills the bacteria that can get us sick. So we want to make sure that we are cooking our turkey to 165 degrees Fahrenheit. And that is because Salmonella dies at 165 degrees Fahrenheit.
So that will get rid of anything that may be in that bird. If as long as you're cooking it to 165 degrees, it's going to take care of it.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of some things that are the most important, because I know most people might tune out when we hear stuff about food safety because it's not super fun to listen to. But I would just make sure that when you are thawing the turkey, that you are doing it in the refrigerator, and you start doing it, you know, days ahead of time. Allow approximately 24 hours for each 4 to 5 pounds, and make sure that your refrigerator is set at 40 degrees Fahrenheit or below. The danger zone for food is between 41 degrees and 135 degrees. That's where bacteria grows really well, because it's nice and comfy there.
And so now we've got our turkey cooked 165 degrees. Everybody's enjoyed it. Nobody got sick, but now we've got leftovers. And I know there's proper ways to like store and put away leftovers, aren't there?
Oh, yeah. So a big cause of foodborne illness is when food is improperly cooled. So when it comes to leftovers, I just like to bring up that to put them in the fridge as soon as possible. Don't leave them out on the counter for hours. It's a great way to let bacteria grow and fester in the food. So put it in as shallow of Tupperware as possible, and just put it in the fridge with the lid off until it can cool down below 41. Make sure you put that in the fridge ASAP.
And really, that's the most important thing when it comes to divvying up, you know, your leftovers and everything, is to get them put in that fridge and get them down to below 41 as quickly as possible. And hopefully then you should have a safe holiday season, right? If you follow these rules, they're pretty good, and they'll keep you happy and healthy throughout the holiday.
Yeah. Yep. Just make sure that you wash your hands. Use your refrigerator that, you know, we all spent way too much of our own money on. So just put that fridge to good work, and just put that food in there, and make sure that you throw away leftovers after 7 days.
After 7 days. All right. You said that you had a website there from the CDC that's got some good information on it. Can you share that with us?
Yeah. So it is cdc.gov/food safety/communication/holidays.
All right. So go on there, and hopefully if we haven't answered all your questions, there's the answers are going to be found on that page, right?
Yep.
Haley, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. We really appreciate it. We're going to let you get back to doing what you do, okay?
All right. Thank you so much for having me on your show, and happy Thanksgiving early and happy holidays.
Same to you, ma'am. That's Haley Gardner with the Southeastern Utah Health Department. She's the environmental health scientist talking about holiday food safety. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.